So you got the piano from behind the furnace.
Yeah, when Mom died, I threw out most of the old furniture and was clearing out the basement and saw the piano. So I dragged it out to the curb with all the rest of my ex's stuff that I found down there too.
It was heavy, huh?
Life is heavy. I can't believe how lucky I got.
Lucky?
You see, I left the piano on the curb with a sign, free, and the next morning everything was gone. All the crappy furniture and clothes and boxes of I don't know what.
And the piano.
That's right. Hey, you want to share some fries or something?
Sure.
Okay, let's see. We'd like some fries and prawns and chicken nuggets. Ketchup, yes. Tartar sauce, yes. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not that hungry. I might nibble a few.
Great. So that night...
When?
After I got rid of everything...
Oh.
I was watching the tube, having a beer and all that new space to stretch out in, and all of a sudden I see my piano on the TV.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not the exact one. Mine had a dent and one of the key tops was broken off, but...
Huh.
I mean, gee, yeah, there's the man. He's just playing the hell out of my piano. Unbelievable. He was hot. He made my piano sing, you know?
Sure.
So I had a couple more beers and went to bed.
Mm.
But I had nightmares about that piano. I gave the poor thing away. My piano.
I thought it was your friend's piano.
You're missing the point. I mean, there's my piano, a famous piano, and I didn't have it anymore. I couldn't sleep. It was like I'd given up a pot of gold or something.